the last thing, I'm going to go out. I don't like to make predictions. And obviously we could edit it so people wouldn't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Theta's going to win this crypto championship March Madness thing.
Oh, nice. Does that end before Tuesday?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, for posterity's sake, but I could. People still think I could, you know, make an alternate saying that, oh man, we lost. But
yeah,
I think, you know, with all the Theta people and then the tens and tens.
Yeah.
So basically, all the Theta people took care of it. Lot of bragging rights on the line for arbitrary March Madness contest.
This week episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind, and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Are you tired of rug pulls?
What the?
Slow rugs.
Hey.
Flaming rugs.
Ow, ow. There's got to be a better way.
Well, now there is. With Into the Wilderness. Into the Wilderverse is the longest-running DRM-gated series on the blockchain that uses smoked fish NFTs to provide you with unique content, gives you chances to win incredible real-life camping adventures and physical artwork. Smoked fish NFTs will get your crypto wallet shiny clean. They slice vegetables in seconds, and they make perfect jerky every time.
Wow!
But wait, there's more. If you promise to tell a friend about Into the Wilderverse, we'll send you the applicator gloves absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Pick up a smoked fish NFT today. Available at Walgreens, Kmart, Jim Bob's, Chappaquiddick, Git & Go, and Open Theta. Sorry, no Canadian CODs.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 47 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, how you doing?
Where you been all week, man? It's been a shit show out there.
Oh, man. I've been in a better place. Got a lot to catch up on. I've seen a few of the highlights. Haven't really dug in, but I'm interested to get some of your takes here on some of these big-time news articles from the current week.
Okay. I can just try my best.
All right. Well, that's all we can ever do. So, I mean, how about we jump right into the boiling hot one that I saw only a limited number of reviews from, most from you. I didn't even realize it was happening, but there was an RPlay AMA, Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I'm pretty upset with Theta. I don't know what they think about their community, or, you know what, they probably don't think about us at all, because Theta hosted RPlay's AMA on their account. So the only reason I could see that is because Theta has more exposure than Replay's account. So then Theta's lending their credibility to these people that took investment and took our hard stream in that they said they're going to do one thing and then did another thing with and then won't address it. So, and then you had the people that showed up because it was an AMA. It had something to do with AI. Replay thinks so much of the community that they brought somebody, some Jesse BTC guy. They must have paid someone from outside the community, because that's how much they think of the community, to come in and like run the AMA. Krish talked about fucking, I don't know how many times, like, this is a drinking game. Krish talked about transparency.
Huh.
Somebody fact checked me on that, but it's laughable that, you know, you're not being transparent to your investors, or at least your American investors and people that built your business, like me, you, and everyone else out there. And now they're talking about, what, AI jobs? So I don't, like, is that all Theta is concerned about, is AI jobs? And it doesn't matter if they fuck the whole community over, then we're just going to lend our credibility to Replay? I mean, I think that's disgusting. And then your boy, Wes Won, fucking ran the thing from Theta's account. And then they kept it to like an hour. And then like 52 something minutes into it, like, Wes was like, oh, well, we're going to have to wind this up at the end of the hour. And then, so like, what, they opened the AMA, there was nobody on. And then they didn't take the questions from the Twitter where they announced it. I guess they took questions from the Discord that I got fucking kicked out of. I mean, it wasn't an AMA. That thing was a sham. Krish at one point said something about regulation, navigating. He said something like that, and he hasn't answered. And so this is just my thing is to like, why, like, if you are streaming replay, you're helping them build that. And they're, if you're American, they're fucking you over, but really they're fucking everyone over, because having us not in there is not good for the ecosystem. And there's nothing you can do with the coin, but why are foreigners allowed to stake? Right.
Right.
So it's just beyond me. And I know, like, I'm not stupid. Well, I am stupid, but like, they didn't notice that they didn't give us our coins. It's the only fucking coin on Theta that hasn't given us our coins. And we're going to double down and get behind this because we just care about AI jobs. It doesn't sound good from a community perspective. And I mean, I think they lost a lot of credibility in my eyes this week for that nonsense. I don't know. I don't know your take on any of that.
I mean, just kind of hearing it now, it sounds shady. Like, why wouldn't they read the room here? There's a lot of upset people about this Rplay token. Not just Americans, like everyone. There's no use to it. There's a community set up DEX. Like, there's nothing going on with it. Where's the activity that was promised? Like, where's the ability to use it? All they can do is stake it. Right. So, okay, that's something. They can stake it. We can't. We're losing out on that. But with all of the uproar, are they that tone deaf to the community that they would do this? I do believe that they probably are tone deaf because it's not the first time.
Like, I think it reflects more on Theta than them. Like, we know they're shady son of a guns.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking Theta. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why would Theta allow that? Like, why would they want to get themselves in the middle of this when they should have a very good understanding that there is an uproar about this and people are not happy? And it just makes no sense. I don't know why they'd throw their hat in the ring there because of AI. Like, what does AI have to do with video streaming? Right. Netflix does it. Sure. Like, here. Oh, selections for you. Is that what they're talking about? AI? Like, oh, this, you watch this, so maybe you'll like this. Like, hasn't that been being done forever? Like, how is that new?
Yeah, I just think it's anything AI. That's the buzzword. And that's where Theta looks like, you know, I mean, like, they had Theta TV, like, that's gone, or at least it's gone for the people that were on it. It's just, what, a single platform or something for?
Yeah, whatever. I haven't been on it.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to. It's like they change course, but they don't care about the communities that they leave behind. It's not like people were making money on there, running streams or whatever, but they enjoyed doing it, a lot of them. There were scammers on there too, but they enjoyed it. Yeah, it's probably losing money for Theta. So let's phase that out. Let's, you know, do something else. And in the meantime, then, oh, okay, now we're doing AI, and this company Rplay, this American company who wants to provide transparency to the system that's broken, wants to basically get their business. So Theta, like, them going on Theta and Theta supporting them, like, lends credibility to Theta. And then they're not giving the coins. They're not living up to their end of what they said they would. And not even that, like, they won't even acknowledge why. I do not understand why we don't have our coins. They either, like, had different lawyers before, and now their new lawyers are saying, don't do that. And they're just going to, like, treat us like shit and just hide behind that, which is insane. The other thing too, is I think that's worth looking at, is Americans, we make up a huge percentage, if not more than 50% of their coins, like, allocation of people who invested or earned them by streaming. I bet you it's over 50. And I mean, have you looked at the price? Like, it's a Rplay. That's a worthless coin. If everyone got their coins, it'd be even more worthless than it is. So, I mean, SEC, is that market manipulation? I think it could be. That is something to look at when filling out an SEC complaint. And that's what they're doing. They're hiding behind regulation that they can't, and then they're just lying to their customers because not providing. It's like, what was it? Was it Spirit? Is that one of the discount airlines that's, like, horrible? Yeah. So there was one. So I flown on it, like, one time, and that was it. I was like, never again. And then what happened was there was, like, a story, and Spirit their planes got grounded. These planes were on the tarmac for like hours, and they weren't telling the people in the plane anything. And then what happened was people were from the plane were pulling out their cell phones, calling Spirit, and Spirit was trying to charge them for information to find out why they're fucking stuck on the tarmac.
What?
Yes, look it up. Yeah, they were, because they charged for everything over there. So they were charging people that they fucked over on stuck on the tarmac for whatever the reason was, and wouldn't tell them on the plane. And then they're basically trying to milk money out of the people that are stuck on the plane for information on why they're stuck on the tarmac. So, I mean, that's what you have. They are the spirit of Theta, and Theta seems to love them because, you know, I never saw them open up their Twitter account to have an AMA with us or anything. No, they had this fake AMA that brought people on. Oh, Theta, that's credibility. So they got a lot of followers. So, hey, the Theta community can come over and they can listen. So that's going to draw people automatically. And then the replay saying that they're doing an AMA is going to bring people because a lot of people have a lot of splaining to do. And it was a fake AMA is what it was. And I think Theta should be ashamed of themselves. You know, that's my two cents on it.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I had something going, then you just went way north of where I was heading.
My bad.
No, that's what you do. Hold on. I mean, the bottom line here for me is the answer that they're giving us is not an answer. Just hiding behind some kind of regulation mumbo jumbo is not an answer. What are you doing to forward this, to get to the point where we get our tokens? That's the answer that we're looking for. You can't just say, oh, you know, we can't do it because of, you know, legal restrictions. Okay, well, those legal restrictions are in your head because everybody else is dropping tokens for, you know, everything else you can think of. So
right.
what are you doing to get from where you are now to where you need to be? Because you haven't said anything about that at all. I would like to know that. What kind of timeline are we looking at? What are the steps that you're taking to get this solved? And do you actually care about us? Because if you did, you would be giving us those answers. And you would be transparent about the process that you're looking to do to get your big time US investors and literally everybody else as well, because all they can do is stake. And what's the point of staking a useless coin? There's no point.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
And you know, and meanwhile, where's the Theta AMA for some of the other projects, the legitimate projects? Right? I haven't seen any of those. Why not help out some community projects with an AMA?
Right. Yeah. And not AMA related, but subchain related. Space Junk has a subchain. Did you know that? Or they did. I don't know if that thing's still live, but from Rugger's Toonstar, shout out.
Mm.
These people, I think it seemed like they had every plan to rug. No Discord, and they just took off.
Two episodes. I mean, what are you going to do? Two votes, one vote made it into an episode.
They're not critically acclaimed. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't my cup of coffee, but yep, subchain. Subchain for those guys.
Jump on the John Heater bandwagon.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty wild too, right? Like,
yeah.
They brought Heater in. Then I don't know what happened with it, but what about that Heater and TJ Miller SBS thing that they were trying to do? It's like they took our money and they made another cartoon show, and they took John Heater from Verified Labs, and Verified Labs, you know, is fine with that. I guess they don't care who they work with, you know, because I mean, this other project wasn't with Theta from what I saw, but you took talent that was with Theta for something. Then all of a sudden that's canceled. But then the talent that you brought on from Verified Labs and John Heater, you put to another show that has nothing to do with Theta. And then we have sheets of paper with five fucking words on it.
Yep.
It's heavy R, man.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at literally like 90% of the NFTs on Theta Drop. It's like a joke. Like, seriously? Like, this is what's allowed and this is what you're trying to feed us? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I believe it. Speaking of unbelievable and coins, Grove Wars Medium article came out.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I heard some uproar about it and, you know, wow.
And I think rightfully so.
Yeah.
I mean, this white paper, like, I retweeted immediately because the game, for what they showed, it looks awesome. That is my exact style. Like, I could push things to the side and just play that game if it looks like they're showing it to look, whatever, right? So I was like, oh, this is great. The artwork's great. Then I saw a bunch of uproar and I was like, oh, what's going on? I was like, oh, maybe I should look into this. But yeah, there was no mention of pineapples getting coins in there. But like, once again, like Theta validator nodes, right? And
yeah.
And other
Theta OGs.
Yeah. Theta OGs who, you know, most don't care about NFTs.
Nope.
And they're going to announce that they're getting something and no mention of pines. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's that. I think they deserve the heat for that because, yeah, it's bad optics.
Big time.
I was very upset about it. A lot of us were upset about it. A lot of us spent a lot of money on this project.
Right.
Game integration was part of the roadmap. There was coin staking decks, right? No, there was
NFT yield staking. Farming,
right?
Yeah.
Staking, yield farming. So there's all that. And then there's no mention of that on there.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's something separate, but it's not. Like, it's separate from Pines, but it's like a square and a rectangle situation, I think. Like, Grove Wars is the rectangle. Pines is the square. Like, Pines is part of that. So, yeah, it was that was a little, like, WTF. I think, I'm getting a little wiser, maybe. I don't know. I'm just, like, taking my time or voicing my opinion more privately to some instead of just jumping blasting off the deep end on the X like some of our people, like some of the people in the community love to do,
which is okay. Fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's I'm not
there's
not
a place
mad.
For it.
Yeah, but just the thing is when the thing like I look at now, you know, being so wise and old is but not older than you. But the thing I look at is like, oh, you know, like, well, that age well, right?
Yeah.
And so like when you see something, you get the rage, like, I get it, gang. Like I'm upset a lot too. But just blasting off the handle and putting that stuff out, you know, like maybe you don't know the whole story. And yeah, maybe Rare isn't the best communicator of what's going on for whatever reason, right? I would say he's more active. I saw I showed you my mutant pine, right?
Yeah.
Side note, yep. Looks so fucking tight.
It does.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, so like you got to take care of the community. We spent a ton of money. We've been here. Me and you launched a Pinecast, you know?
Right. For real.
One of the first of its kind. Yeah. that I know of.
Yeah.
So
definitely top five.
So I will say, and I was telling you this before the show, and I've said this before. I think this is like 2024. It's like, I'm not defending any creator anymore. Like if I have in the past, like, cause it doesn't do me any good. And, you know, I have the same stake as everyone else in that, you know, like I'm not part of a team. I'm just part of a community of pineapple people. Right. So yep. Rare reached out to me this morning and he says it was like a total, I'm going to paraphrase, like, this is what I interpret in my head. Like, it didn't come out right. That article didn't go the way he wanted it to go. And so I don't know if he wrote it or had input on it, but Pine, you know, he agrees pines belong in the coin allocation. So basically it sounds like they're going to do an airdrop or they're trying to, this is what
I'm taking notes. April 7th.
So I think what he's envisioning is an airdrop based off attributes in a like a weighted tiered system of like rarity attributes, you know, past sales and what the community thinks more important maybe. So yeah, so then I think we'll get an airdrop based on that. So whatever the highest or rarest thing based on this system gets you whatever the amount of coin is. I don't know. Once again, I'm not stating what he said. I'm just interpreting the best way I can. but it felt like it. So that's that. And then also, like, not right away, but pine staking is still on the map. So it feels like a allocation up front, essentially, like get all this out there. And if everything, you know, works, you know, the wind takes off. I mean, the game looks great. So, if that works, then yeah, we will have staking.
Well, man, all I can say is I hope that is the case, because I guess my biggest problem with what happened is why this thing came out and it just feels so rushed. Like, why blast this if it's not saying what it should say? You know what I mean? What bothered me was like, oh, you have to be patient. No, man, no. Listen,
we've been patient a long time.
It's been 2.5 years. I'm done with patience. You're going to put something out and give us a teaser of Chum. Then it better not be bait, right? Don't bait me. Like,
yeah.
give me the good stuff. Like, this Pine community has been second to none in data. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's been no other community that has suffered as long for the most part and stayed together as tightly.
Yeah.
And to put this out and to have no mention of Pines when it's got a Pine playing Grove Wars, but you read the white paper and it's like SPS doesn't even exist. And who, like, Bananas is a whole nother thing. Like, I'm not even touching that. That's right. a whole separate issue. But your Pines are not in there. Like, why was it pushed out? Like, what was the point of putting this out? And why is it on the front page of Theta Drop? Is there an NFT drop for it? Like, what's going on here? It just leads to so many unanswered questions. And it's just so unnecessary. It's an own goal. Like, it was another fumble. Like, I just don't get it. The communication just doesn't make sense. Listen, if I had any input on this at all from the beginning, it would have been this: you need to come out. This needs to be first and foremost about your Pine community. First and foremost, right?
Yep.
These guys have been here forever. Like, let alone me and you. You got all sorts of other people that are out there still rocking the Pineapple PFPs all over the place. Still.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta cater to them. This is unbelievable that it would come out like that to force these opinions that we're hearing on Twitter that, like you said, are legit. You know, if this is, you just read it at face value, all of these opinions are legit, right? If that's not what it is, then why was it put out there is my only question. Why do this to yourself?
Yeah, I think with that, it just doesn't feel as dark as we think, but it needs to.
Oh, sure.
It needs to get fixed. Needs to get fixed. And yeah, I think it was a rush job. I mean, I've been excited with getting stuff out there too, but
100%.
Yeah, I think it was too soon, maybe. you're having this coin. Well, we're not even going to talk with the community. It's like, what is this, Replay now? Like,
yeah,
I don't think it's that bad, which is horrible, by the way. Yeah. Again, but you know, when you mention like these, like, it's not like we don't stake stuff too, but like there's this bigger community that doesn't care about NFTs on Theta, and we're gonna highlight them for this game that's basically because of the Pines, which they didn't give a shit about. So it's just like, what the hell's happening here?
Yeah, you're giving 15% to people that don't care, and you're giving nothing to people that have poured tons of money into you. And
at least on paper, right? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The way it's written. Oh, right.
The way it's written, right.
And just from what you've said, at least there is intention to make it right for people, which is all we're asking for from Replay. You know, if what you say is accurate, that's... I'd want to see an updated Medium article or something like that posted officially from Rare or whoever. Then he needs to make sure that it's read and reads the way that he wants it to. I mean, I don't know the inner workings of what's going on over there.
Yeah, but Secret Pineapple Society should be at the forefront of this game.
Yeah,
So no, I think we covered that pretty good. As much as
we definitely ran with that, like Dennis Lilly.
Ah, How about him, man?
How about
he is? He's one of my all-time favorite athletes. Did you know that?
He is way up there, and I think you like him for the mustache.
He almost looks like a Don Mattingly, don't he? Like a Donnie
Baseball,
like Donnie Baseball back in the day.
I bet they don't know who Donnie Baseball is.
I bet you they don't. I bet you they don't, but they should.
Yeah, they should. The only other thing I had over here was a little news that I saw about .pog domains from Unstoppable. Did you see that?
I did.
That's pretty cool.
I did see it.
You don't see too many of those.
No. I think I got one for us at Pop and Mags.
Oh, nice. .pog. Nice.
And I think that was like $10. So
I did see that it was $10 because right before we went on, while I was waiting for you to finish up playing whatever game you were playing.
Fortnite. Can I just tell you about this Fortnite match I was in? It was a random squad. Okay. Sorry about this. So it was random squads. I just like playing with randos because I don't want to, like, I don't have friends. So I just got to find friends. I don't want to play by myself. Right. So I'm like the other part of my squad, the other three guys and girls take off and they were just advancing. It's like, I don't know why people want to press and press and press. And they got fucking rocked and I'm trying to get up to them and I'm just one man, I can't do it all.
That's all.
Or can I? Because, so there's still probably like 46 people, 50 people in the match left. My team is all dead. They're dead. Then your boy comes up and does a, I'm just jumping with my little jump grenade stuff, going all over the place, getting to a car, grabbing one, drawing them out at me, losing my jump grenades. Then they're following me in their car. I get into a truck. I had jump juice or whatever the fuck it's called. And and they gave up on me. I got all my guys' cards. I rebooted them. And yeah, we won the match. We came from behind and we won. It's not about kills. Like I always would say when I played Call of Duty Team Deathmatch, like it's not about the kills unless I had the most kills. It's a team effort, right? So you got to be a team player. You can't just go out guns blazing. If you do, you're like the other 24 teams we played tonight. You're losers. Anyways, so while I was playing a video game, you were checking out the domain.
Oh yeah, so I remembered seeing something about it, so I just looked it up quick to make sure I didn't botch the delivery of it. Sure. And guess what? The first one that I saw was on the Twitter search that I did. I Twitter searched Pog Unstoppable.
Okay, who was it?
Deeznuts.pog.
Oh boy!
Literally, the first reply that I see when I search this thing up. The best $10 that he spent this week.
Once again, Zilly Award winner. He, friend of the Pinecast. He's been on here.
Yeah.
So.
No, love. Got to give him a hard time. It's all good.
Yeah, of course. Because he loves giving me a hard time.
Oh, yeah. That's what he lives for, it for sure. We all do. We all do, Mags. You're fun to give a hard time.
I'm easy to give a hard time to, too. You know, I'm either, I feel like I'm too dumb, but maybe it's I'm too trusting, Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I feel like we all kind of fall into that with these NFT projects, It's like they put something on paper and you buy it. And then the next thing you know, that paper turns out to be five words. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. Disaster.
Yeah. The last thing, I'm going to go out. I don't like to make predictions. And obviously, we could edit it so people wouldn't know. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Theta's going to win this NFT crypto championship March Madness thing.
Oh, nice. Does that end before Tuesday?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
For posterity's sake, but I could. People still think I could, make an alternate saying that, oh, man, we lost. But
yeah.
I think with all the Theta people and then the tens and tens.
Yeah.
So basically all the Theta people took care of it, of the voting. I mean, we beat Bitcoin.
In the last, dominated,
In the final four. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
I just voted. It seemed pretty close. It was like 53-47, I believe-ish. We were up over H-Bar, if I remember properly.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was like over 3,300 votes too, which is crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, a lot of bragging rights on the line for arbitrary March Madness contests.
Yeah.
Which we know a lot about. So.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Too soon, still.
Oh, still 2 years later. Too soon.
Way too soon, huh? Oof.
All right. Well, we got a guy who's done stuff that hasn't rugged, and he, you know, he's not charging an arm and leg for his NFTs that actually have utility and possible camp privileges.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'll tell you, I don't know what I was doing. This is usually your domain.
Well, you're unstoppable in this area, but I'll take over. And we have a guy from, what would you call it? The cold north.
Great North.
Yeah.
Great North.
The great cold north that went to the small, hot southern and did a whole lot of stuff. And didn't die, thankfully, as there was plenty of opportunities, I'm sure, to do so.
Spoiler alert.
Yep. Three-time Poppin' Mags guest. I don't know if that's there's an award for that, but we can make it.
There should be,
There should be, because they dealt with
us three times. There should be. Absolutely.
Yeah. Our boy, your boy, everybody's boy, the battler of trolls. He's definitely the winner of the troll battles. Like, this guy is amazing. Our boy, Camp Theta, Kyle.
Right. And you can listen to him after these messages.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I thought you were just going to go after these messages.
This week's episode is brought to you by WWZ Game, the only project out there capable of putting a reverse countdown on Poppin' Mags, because we can't keep up with the progress. Did we say interoperability with ETH? My bad. We meant interoperability with ETH and Solana and Polygon. Some projects talk about it. Other projects be about it. Follow along on X at WWZ Game and join the Discord for all the updates.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin'. Magnum scrutinizing.
Really excited to be able to record, you know, the last Pinecast. And, you know, I'm kind of sad that no one's going to be able to get to listen to it after that, with that shadow tomorrow. I mean, by the time this airs, everyone will have had at least, you know, a few minutes of.
Are you catching any of that shadow up in, for a while? Canada?
Of course.
You know, I'm right on the path. I'm like right in the.
Oh, no kidding.
In that, you know, the main shadow. So it's all over for me. I've been hoarding flashlights. I'm going to point them all at myself during the eclipse. So they'll have full sun.
I guess we'll have to ask Swampy about that. He's our resident flat Earth versus globular Earth specialist. So I'm not sure exactly how the science works. We'll have to get him back on.
Right.
Absolutely. He's got excuses for everything. I mean, answers to all these, you know, things that would poke a hole in the whole flat Earth thing. But
he's like a kid.
Oh, man, they're poking a hole in my reality here. Jeez, I'm like, NASA's a lie. So they're not even doing stuff. Do you know that's all filmed underwater? And there's. Oh, yeah. And there's, mice there with them. You can see the air bubble sometimes. Their hair doesn't move. There's guys drinking. There's people in the crew. Every once in a while, there's a flub. You know, you see them drinking coffee. It's not even floating out of the mug. I think space is a lie. And I mean, I've looked up at night sometimes and seen, you know, stuff. But that's, my eyes are probably just playing a trick on me. What's really up there? I think it's probably just a big velvet curtain, right? With some holes poked in it. This whole thing about living under a dome, I think, is way too sci-fi for me. I think it's probably just a piece of cloth, a dirty oiled rag. And that's how you know giants existed, because they were tall enough to poke the holes in the rag.
We are going deep here today.
For the light to get through. So it's all coming together, really. I heard they've got mummies down there in Mexico. The mummified giants. They got it all figured out down there in Mexico.
Well, I mean, speaking of countries south of the United States, I heard you had a nice little time down there.
Yeah, I was down stomping around in Panama for a month and a half or so. It is a different place down there, man. I've been to Mexico and Cuba and Costa Rica. Panama is just a different place altogether. I had no idea. It's mostly just mountains and beaches. Really interesting. A lot of super hard to get to places. Just not, you know, roads don't go everywhere. There's huge portions of Panama that are just, you know, you can't drive there. Dense jungle.
So how do you get around down there? Four-wheeler, just walking? Like what's the mode of transportation? Horseback?
Four-wheeler. There were definitely a bunch of villages we went to that you could only walk to. Like hours and hours and hours. Like a 4, 5, 6, wow, 7 hour walk through the mountains, like straight up. And then you get there and there's like 3,000-4,000 people that live, wow, up at the top of some mountain. And there's no road to it. There's no like water. It's crazy. The indigenous people in Panama are really holding it down for the most part. Like, sure, it's, you know, there's still people eating potato chips and talking on cell phones and stuff. But, you know, going out and just like grabbing bananas out of the jungle and thatching roofs, making grass huts and living in there out in the middle of like, you know, wild bananas and chocolate country.
It's bananas.
Nuts. It's nuts. It was a really interesting experience. Bananas, I don't even know the kinds of bananas, because you get down there and they're like, oh yeah, well, there's 83 kinds of bananas. Like, what do you mean those are bananas? Those are, they're not bananas. They're plantains, right? No, these aren't plantains. These are like some, you know, the 82nd variety of bananas. Huh. I have no idea. I didn't know what I was looking at the entire time.
What exactly brought you to Panama?
I just wanted to get out there. I wanted to get away and have a warm trip and be able to. I wanted to find a country where I could get off the beaten path and really get into places that aren't explored, aren't super touristy. And, you know, you'd think with Panama being such a small country that there wouldn't be a lot of that. But there's just so much inaccessible green space there that there's just tons and tons and tons of stuff there where if you get off the beaten path and you really start stomping through the jungle and up some creeks and up some rivers, you can get to places where, you know, only a handful of people are ever going to see. It's a really neat country in that way. So, you know me, I don't want to go hang out in the city, and I don't want to go to the nightclubs, and I don't want to do the tourist thing. You know, when I get out into a spot, I want to find the animals, and I want to find the green spaces, and where's the adventure? Where can I camp, and can I find a canoe somewhere? So there was lots of that to be had.
Sorry, I just had vacuuming going on. I just got
it's
off
the afternoon. It's throwing everyone for a loop.
Eastern time, and running on very little sleep here, but all good. It was had a great week. I didn't go to Panama. I actually went to San Diego, where there is a nice little city and, you know, some more modern, I guess, things to do. We left Monday.
Good for you. How long were you there?
Oh, early 30, and came back today. Oh, early 30. So it was a good time. It was nothing like your trip. Yours sounds awesome. And one thing that you mentioned before was like, these guys don't have water. Like how does that work? Like, how do you have civilization with no water?
So you're on the very tip tops of these mountains. I don't want to, I don't want to make it sound like people in Panama don't have running water, because they do actually offer city water to, you know, I was even on off-grid locations, like miles from the nearest village, that were really, really, really inaccessible. And there was city water there. They've just got those thin little like half-inch ABS pipes that have like male and female ends on them that are like 20, 40 foot runs sometimes. And they'll just run them over the land. They'll string them up like over a valley, just with like ropes, any way you can manage to do it. And they'll, you know, they'll get you a plastic pipe of water, even if you're way, way out there. But at the top of these mountains, you know, water goes downhill. And if you live right at the top of a mountain, where are you getting water from, right? The interesting thing about Panama is it is in fact so mountainous that it's just rivers everywhere, rivers and waterfalls. Wow. Absolutely incredible. And the rivers in the mountains were such a huge treat because it's cold water. I mean, you're right there at the equator. So if you're going in the Caribbean there, it's like the ocean's as hot as it is outside. And that's, you know, 100 and change degrees in the shade, right? With 90% relative humidity. So, and it's not even refreshing to go into the ocean. But if you head up into the mountains and these rivers are like ice cold, incredible. So if you're at the top of one of these mountains, you know, there is a little bit of infrastructure where they will set up a pump to the closest river kind of thing and have communal drinking water and like communal showers and bathrooms and stuff like that. But yeah, a lot of these places, there's no running water, no indoor plumbing, no electricity. Really interesting when you start getting into hanging out with these mountain people. You know, you going straight up these mountains on the only footpath, and like, you know, here I am just heaving away and boiling in the equatorial sun, and I'll be like a 9-year-old girl with a 50-pound bag of beans on her head, like no shoes, just like straight, like 10 times the speed. It's like she's already home. You're still halfway up the mountain.
You're blocking the fast lane.
Trying not to have a heart attack.
Yeah. So how was your reception there from the locals?
The people are all super duper nice. In Panama City, there's a section, you know, that we drive through that even the Uber driver was like, make sure your doors are locked, right? But that's like, you know.
Sure.
You know, that bad part of any city. As soon as you get out into the countryside, which is immediately after you get out of Panama City, wow, people are just really hospitable and agreeable. Suffer through my horrible lack of Spanish, and you know, do sign language with me. And so mostly we were off the beaten path. So you know, it's nice when you don't get treated like a tourist. You know, my first little conversation when I introduced myself was because oftentimes I'd be like, well, you know, I want to go up that mountain over there, and I heard there's a creek and a village and da da da. And people would be like, you know, I don't think you should be doing that. And so I had to memorize a little story for my introduction where, you know, my wife and I live in the middle of a forest in Canada where no one else lives. It's just us and the bears. And then, okay, you guys can go up there then. You know, find Miguel. It'll be the orange house at the top of the hill. He'll show you the way. Okay. So there was, they even close all their national parks at night because 11 years ago, two girls died. I think they were from Europe. I think they were Dutch, but they were like young 20s, went out on a hike 11 years ago and never came back. And that freaked everyone out. It turned into international news, and Panama is such a small country and they didn't even have a lot of tourists. And for two people to die, they were like, that's it. We're closing all the national parks at sundown now, and you have to have a guide to go in them. And so there's like no overnight camping or anything. So everyone in the country for the last 11 years has been really guarded about letting tourists go off into the jungle because they changed their rules.
So you did this. This was taping, right? For seasons 3 and 4. Is that, am I wrong there?
Filming season 3. Season 3 is looking like, I don't know how many hours of content I'm going to get out of it, but, you know, probably about 7 episodes from Panama. So going to continue the Into the Wilderverse series with season 3 from Panama, Into the Jungle, and NFT series Panimals that I drew based around the animals that I found are going to unlock season 3. Those mint on April 12th. On Open Theta. And aside from giving streaming access to season 3 Into the Wilderverse, I've also put all 6 Camp Theta tickets in there. And that's how you get a ticket to Camp Theta this year. Is there's 5 instant win tickets. So one of the panimals is a fish. Find a fish, win a ticket to Camp Theta. It's an instant win ticket. And then, so other than the fish that there's only 5 of, there is 5 other animals that vary in rarity. So like crabs are common, pelicans, iguanas, sloths are rare. There's frogs in there. So if you collect all 5 other panimals by May 1st, we're going to celebrate Edge Cloud Day with release of the season 3 of Into the Wilderverse. And then I'll also do a snapshot and I'll give away the last ticket to somebody who's collected all 5 other panimals. And also I'm going to airdrop a bunch of custom banners from Open Theta to everyone who collects all 5.
Saw that.
And I'm giving away a Godzilla Etch-A-Sketch. Theta's Godzilla collectible Etch-A-Sketch that's going to get raffled away to somebody who collects all 5 as well.
Do you see that, Popper? The Etch-A-Sketch?
I did. Plus, I didn't see the Etch-A-Sketch. I've kind of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm quizzing him, a lot, Kyle, to catch up on.
I post quizzing him.
I have quite a bit to catch up on. That's for sure. But that's, is it one of those like?
Oh, you've been
too busy flying around all over the place, enjoying your cities,
chasing my kids around a city. It's fun.
But it's all going to catch up to you. It's all going to catch up to you when you know what? You find yourself in that shadow and you don't even
in my, have like, in my phone battery is only at 40%. You know, what am I going to do? Speaking of that, like, how did you record all of this hours of activity? Like, there had to have been some way to recharge a camera or I don't know. Dumbfounded here, but.
So I use chainsaw batteries. I've got a DeWalt chainsaw and it's got like a 60 volt 12 amp hour battery on it, and I've got a little USB adapter for it, so it's like a 2-pound battery, but I can charge up my phone and my drone and my scuba diving camera and everything like 20 times over
that's pretty intelligent.
60 volt DeWalt battery.
Did you bring a couple of those?
So that's the off-grid camera kit. No, just one. I mean, there's electricity. Like that thing will last me for a week out in the bush without being recharged if I'm shooting all day. So, you know, I can always recharge it when I find electricity. I wasn't in the middle of nowhere all the time, just most of the time. And a lot of the places I was staying at were off-grid places in the, you know, either in the middle of the jungle or the middle of the plains or down by a river somewhere. And so a lot of solar power. People just like me people that don't have as much off-grid experience. So I got hired to go down there and be the fixer for some of these places. Interesting experience because it's really limited down there. Skilled help is hard to find, and just even like tools and, you know, electrical components and stuff like that, also really hard to find. So, you know, the Panama Canal is half of the world's freight goes through there, but none of it stays in Panama. In fact, there's no mail in Panama. So you don't even have an address. Because why else Why else do you need an address? Like a fire number, I guess, but everything's made out of concrete. So it's like the Joe Rockhead, you know, Flintstones fire hall kind of thing, if they had one. But yeah, like if you ordered something from Amazon, you can't, like you can't get that delivered to Panama. It's like, there's no, like not only does nothing from the boats stay there, but if it did make its way to somewhere else and you wanted to order it, you can't even get it. So you have to like people that are really, you know, working all the angles, their services in Florida where you order Amazon stuff to, and then that service in Florida brings it to Panama, but it's like, I don't know, $10 a pound or something like that. Like just getting a card from someone internationally is there's like a $6 or $7 fee.
Wow.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime so you do not miss any rewards and zero fees so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose delegated guardian node, and find Dr. Theta's guardian node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansOfTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max podcast.
So apart.
So resources are scarce.
I was going to say, apart from the obvious contrast in weather, hot versus cold, and the animal life, was some of this very similar to how you currently live, like your surroundings that you're in now?
I mean, just as far as the isolation, it was so similar, in fact, at one point. Because I wanted to take a canoe out onto the river, and what's the name of this body of water out here that flows behind this off-grid place that I'm fixing up? I says, oh, that's the La Rio Frances. I was like, that's the French River. It's like, wait, the French River flows behind my house too. So I wound up down in Panama taking a canoe down the French River. I hooked up with an indigenous guy that lived up the coast and wound up borrowing a traditional dugout canoe, and he didn't really have paddles for it, so I had to go into the jungle with a chainsaw and a machete and carve paddles so that I could get this thing out into the rivers to paddle it from the Caribbean Sea up to the mountains and back. That was a fun day. So strange little coincidence there. You know, I'm used to the bears hanging around by my house, and the Panamanian word for a sloth, which was like, I'm out in the jungle, man. These things are just like running up on you. They just come out of the woodwork and like, they'll even like want to hang out. Super, super friendly creatures. The Panamanian word for them is oso perezoso, the lazy bear. So. And I got the bears here by my place. We got the lazy bears over there in Panama, over on the French River.
What were the animals you had to worry about?
Yeah, the same species of lizard lives down there. Jaguars are the ones you have to worry about. It's funny. I asked. I thought if ever that there was a chance that I'd be near the jaguars, it was up on this one mountain village. And I asked the guy, I said, well, what do you call the big black cats? And he said, El Tigre. So, yeah, so we would call them jaguars, but they're tigers there.
Were there any, like,
didn't see
any like poison frogs or like insects that'll kill you?
So, yeah, I definitely found a few poison dart frogs. And just like scorpions all day, every day, just like I started noticing that people would like a lot of head to toe. Anyone that was doing yard work would have like a balaclava. It's 100 degrees and everyone's like head to toe rubber boots, balaclava, gloves, machete. And like, what is this all about? So here's my gringo ass, and I'm just like, yeah, I got my swim trunks and my, you know, my little tank top or whatever. I'm starting to do some, I got a chainsaw going, cutting down mangroves and coconuts and stuff. Just scorpions everywhere. I'm like, oh, what's the deal with these things? And they're like, oh yeah, well, you'll die. It's like, okay, maybe be a little more careful. You notice even going up the mountains, all over the mountains, when you're on a hike, no one's grabbing, like no locals are grabbing a tree or a branch to help themselves up anything, because you don't know what's on the other side of that. Like, what are you going to grab onto? Is it a scorpion? Could be. So you're on your own hiking up and down things. You got to pretty much just not rely on the roots and the trees and stuff.
That's
not too. So yeah, fun adventures in Panama.
Yeah,
makes for some interesting videos.
All right, so we got the drop coming out, which is going to be this Friday, right? Open Theta. How many total editions are out there? 325 unique editions, and you said there's five different rarity animals?
Five animals to collect.
Okay.
And there's a sixth animal, which is a fish. If you find a fish, that's an instant win. But if you collect the other five, you'll win a custom banner, and you'll be entered in for the final.
So now,
and the Etch-A-Sketch.
Go ahead, Max.
I was just going to say, we'll get to that. I just trying to contribute something to this. I'm not good on these afternoon ones. the Theta Punks meta change, right? What'd you think about your fish?
Oh, loved it. The one with the hillbilly hat and the buck teeth. I think that's the most accurate custom I think anyone's
ever
produced. I was trying to get, obviously, I wanted to fish my wish there and grab one of those bad boys. I got a Yoda.
Who's that, Popper?
Yoder. What's that all about? Oh, yeah, I can get it. It's green at least, so I'm halfway there.
He's been in Theta Zilla Club for a long time. He's big into Simbies. He's been around for a while. He's always been Yoder. I don't know what the name represents. Shout out, he's from the Philadelphia area. Is from Philadelphia? Somewhere around where Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. He's near there.
Harrisburg?
So shout out. Hershey Park.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Here I am. I'm sitting on the Yoder.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy.
I didn't even know any of this.
I happened to open a blaze at first myself.
Oh, boy.
So I sold. Yeah, but sold that.
He's a Zilly Award winner, Popper.
He is. He is a Zilly Award winner. And I don't know about
good
that.
Company. Good company.
But I guess it depends on who you're talking about.
Three Timers Club.
Hey, I'm in a special club now, too, right? I'm in the I'm in the three appearances club. Who else is in that? Alec Baldwin and...
We got John Lithgow. What do we got in there, Popper? Swampy, Kyler.
Yeah.
Fuck. Ivory.
Ivory.
Barry's been on a bunch though.
All too. The actors from Black Mirror.
So now is this
Clyde?
I think this is our first Canadian in the club. So that's high praise because seems like we're exclusively interviewing people from Canada lately. So
yeah,
didn't think of anyone better.
Yeah.
One of the things about the Panama series that I thought you guys would be interested in is I'm trying to cap off every video with a Panamanian snack review. So I did post
that.
A little insight with
like
the mayonnaise flavored chips
This is a good idea.
At one point, but there's There's gonna be a lot of fun snacks. What? Every episode ends with a snack review. Sometimes they're snacks. Right. Sometimes they're drinks. Because I'd go to the grocery store, the variety store. I wouldn't even know what I'd be looking at. Well, you don't go to the grocery or the variety store in Panama. You go to El Chino, because every single variety store is owned by Chinese people. And that's not even a contentious thing. You just know when you find the variety store in town, it's going to be a Chinese owned business. It just will. They'll be the only Chinese people in the village, and they'll own the, but you don't say I'm going to the supermarket. I'm going to the thing. You say I'm going to El Chino. So when I go to El Chino, I have no idea what I'm looking at. What am I mean, if you find some name brand stuff and it's like, okay, great. You know, I know Cheetos, but the other things, you get these fried wheat pellets and just snacks that are just, they're going over my head. Right. So yeah, I've got to buy one of everything. Right. So I ended up sampling a lot of snacks, found some favorites, found some maybe
like mayo chips,
you know, not so great snacks, but there's a lot of them out there. You'll enjoy the freaky snacks, I think. Maybe not the mayonnaise flavored chips, but
well, Max, definitely some interesting stuff.
That's right. I would have liked.
Oh, you would have liked the fried wheat pellets. I got hooked on some snacks when I was up. Oh, I think everyone would love Surti Mix if I could just get my hands on some. It's Costa Rican. I got hooked on all these Costa Rican snacks while I was up north in the Bocas del Toro province. And I was like, okay, I finally found. I've got these snack mix that I really love. And I go to the rest of the country. You can't find it. You can't find Surti Mix if you're not on the Northern Caribbean coast. I even looked on Amazon to see if I could get this stuff shipped up to me here.
Bullshit.
No,
what exactly is it?
Of Costa Rica.
Are we gonna? We'll hear about that. I'm assuming you don't have to spoil it.
Spoilers.
Fried wheat pellets. Got some chili.
How
chili,
big are they?
Chili lime flavor is on point. A lot of good chili lime snack.
How big is the pellet?
What's that? Oh, it's like a. They're called fried wheat pellets, but they were like different shapes. There was like a window pane shape, like a wagon wheel shape. I don't know. They're like a
almost like a noodle,
dollar size, like a good, like a, you know, bag of chips kind of thing. Okay. Yeah, kind of. I don't know.
Ooh,
don't know to, just like fried dough, light, airy,
oh,
crispy, greasy fried dough with chili oil. Chili lime. Yeah,
that
chili
sounds
lime.
Great.
Really,
I just started drooling.
It's a good stuff. I haven't been able to leave my property here in Canada for like 6 weeks. So I'm just daydreaming about food at this point, down to like canned beans and things I find in the forest.
Those mushrooms? Are those mushrooms back that you found?
I think they might be soon. There's still snow on the ground here. So they'll come back in good time. Might be a few weeks. They weren't very tasty though. They're easily some of the most disgusting mushrooms I've ever cut open in my life.
I'm sure
not
that's
appetizing.
Saying something. That's they did look rather unique, say the least.
Like gray jello inside, but like oh.
So
not
date
good.
Set
not
for
good.
Camp Theta?
Hopefully there'll be something I can eat. Starts popping out of the snow. Yeah, Camp Theta is going to be the, is it the third last? I'm trying to look at a calendar right now. So I don't remember these things. It's the 23rd to the 26th.
Of August.
Pretty sure.
Of August.
23rd to the 26th, let's say.
I heard Bit
of
Connect.
August. Yeah. Yep. Yes, indeed. August 23rd to 26th, Camp Theta.
Got a special invite this year.
Free ticket.
You heard it here
first,
folks.
Free ticket for BitConnect.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You had a dude. you had a dude on Twitter that was like, you're a scammers and I go on your show, but you won't let me on your show because I'm going to expose you.
Abel.
It's all true. I have the documents.
Abel.
Shout out. Is it Abel or Abel?
I don't know.
Either way.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, well, let's.
Why is he not on the show right
Popper,
now? Because you won't let him.
So
that's why.
He wanted to come on the show a while ago. Popper said, okay. And then he said he didn't want to go on the show. And now he wants to go on the show. But he asked to go on the show, but then Popper didn't request. And then, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. But I just don't understand. Well, I do understand, but we just, I don't know. Anyone who's going to bitch at us wants to come on, like, I don't know, just send an email.
It'll be a long line.
Because it'd be a long line, exactly. I can't. We'll be.
You should have them all on at once. Have like a haters ball.
Yeah.
And they can all just like scream at each other. Because it would devolve to that eventually.
So, Max, I think
right?
I figured out. I'm pretty sure I would put my money on the fact that he blocked me. And then when he tagged me, it wouldn't tag me because he blocked me. So mm-hmm. I never got the notification from him of him trying to get on the show after we had already invited him and he declined. So at this point, then he comes back months later, probably unblocks me and just starts yelling at us. And it's like, okay, no, like, you know, if you would have just reached out and contacted us about getting on the show, yeah, we'll find room for you at some point on our schedule. But to just go on the tirade like he did was just, all right, you just had your say. Now you're done.
Him and that other one.
I think he should be a regular guest. You should have him on for at least, 45 seconds per show. He should be in the three timers
back
club.
Back to back people wanted to get on the show to bitch at us. That was that you know we're doing something wrong. So or right.
Or right, yeah.
I love it. I always figure that's a great indicator of when, of the bull market. The bull market really heating up. It's like the haters come out of the woodwork. It's like everyone's a scammer. Yeah. Yay!
If we're scamming,
you love to hear
we're
it.
Doing it wrong. I'll tell you that much.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're
right. Yeah. And then you obviously utility on your NFTs of hosting and having video proof of Camp Theta in action. It's like, how can anyone argue that? It doesn't make any sense when you put it together and you're looking at everything, like, you know what you're getting.
And also too, Popper, Swampy was there or now front Theta frontman. That guy needs to see receipts. I mean, that's why he's a flat earther. I don't know if that's doxing him, but he's up for, he needs to know that stuff. So if he went there and said, oh yeah, this is real. The only thing that, was trouble was the Canadian math. I mean, I think it's accurate. I think Camp Theta exists.
I concur.
That's right. A trip to Camp Theta it's like visiting the ice wall. You have to do it yourself so that you know.
Well, I'm sure BitConnect is not listening. Oh, well,
it feels like the ice wall right now.
Even where my Mags, did you get snow this week?
We did. It's gone. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Thursday morning, I think. Yeah, it was fun.
Came and went.
I didn't light my wood stove for the first time yesterday in like a while.
What was it? 45 degrees?
That's a big day. That's a big day right there.
Oh, God. No, let's.
45.
They use
that
like
in
Celsius.
No, it's 45. Right?
They don't. They're not. They don't use Fahrenheit.
Like if you're not in the United States or Algeria,
or
like what is that to everybody else?
32.
It's like 33 is zero. 45. 5 degrees. Yeah, if it's 5 degrees, if it's 5 degrees overnight, I'm not lighting the stove.
Wait,
I'll just put on a toque.
The U.S. and Algeria, did you say, are the only ones that use this thing?
I think there's three countries, USA, Algeria, and like some other tiny little country with no... Like
oh, the Seychelles? Bro.
So there's three countries.
That's,
who
that
still
is
uses
a crazy shout out because...
There's someone's in the Seychelles right now and they're going to get mad because they're like, of
we
course
do have
we
a listener from out there.
So shout
weird,
out
like the Americans.
Yeah. A blue whale. I was just at the Fleet Museum in San Diego. Yeah. And they were talking about Seychelles and the blue whales in Seychelles. And I've never heard of it until now. And now 2 days in a row. That's wild.
I'm looking at a map.
There you go.
So we are in good company.
I've always wanted to get out into those South Pacific islands.
Liberia.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's in the Indian Ocean,
Cyprus.
Though,
right? Liberia, Cyprus.
Is it Liberia, not Algeria?
Belize. Yeah, there's not many. Belize it or not, yeah.
Belize? There you go. Why McAfee was down
They're in good company.
Didn't have to convert anything over to metric. It's paradise.
They're in good company with the United States.
Unless they're trying to do our play.
Oh, man.
Our play. No.
We got to come.
Mm-mm.
So the takeaways, you went to
I'm
Panama.
I'm in the same boat as you, as you guys. It's,
you went to Panama. You got some good content. We have a new drop coming on Friday. And Camp Theta does exist. You guys use Celsius. We don't. I'm just doing the wrap up. There's a snack segment that I'm really looking forward to. And what else do we got?
Mm-hmm.
Most of it. We didn't talk about Simpsons at all, but you know, there's always next time. I left a Simpsons line last episode. Nobody really picked up on it, so
really dropped the ball there.
I'll just leave that out there. But yeah, man. Looking forward to the drop.
Hey, tell you what, let's do a giveaway. Whoever types under the post on Twitter, if you type "I want to go to Camp Theta," I'll pick
Perfect.
Someone who does that. No,
that's awesome.
I'll give him one of these new Panama NFTs.
Thank you.
Very cool. What a guy.
Oh no, my friend.
Just,
do we have a drop just price?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to keep it right around 23. US
dollars. What's that in Canadian?
Oh, God.
Oh, like it's like $50 now. I don't even know. And then I've got to convert it to metric. So it's like 62 and a half. Carry the one. Last year, tickets to Camp Theta. I mean, it's always been this kind of experiment where I just give them away and I let people value them. I let the community kind of put the value on them because I don't sell them. You know, a lot of people that collected the badges last time with Smoked Fish and got airdrop tickets. I mean, they're doing it not because they're coming to the camp, but so they can resell the tickets. Some of the, you know, some tickets got bought last year. I think people wound up paying, you know, about 2,500 US for tickets, all said and done. And this year in the Panama set, if you break it down, you've got a 1 in 60 chance. And if it's $23 to buy that
chance, cheaper than it was last year.
$1,500 yeah. on average. Hmm. And you'd mint a ticket. So there could be some arbitrage there, you know? I think there's money to be made for someone that just wants to mint the entire set and scalp the tickets.
Not financial advice.
So yeah, if you're going to mint Panama, mint at least 60. NFA.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us on this very foggy Sunday afternoon. I know we're like the pregame show for you. I see you're coming up on the main stage here later on, 8 p.m. Eastern. So hopefully this helped in some way for you.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Always appreciate it. I don't want to, you know, the next time I come on the show, I want to make sure Abel is here, you know, just to add the voice of reason to the show.
All right. Well, you heard it here, Abel.
All right. Keep those flashlights ready, boys. You never know when the shadow might.
Yeah, the shadow knows everything.
You.
All right, man. Thanks again. And good luck in the dark. And we hope to see you when the lights come back on.
And man, thanks again.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter @JustAdSpam. Pops and Max is a Scumbag Hat production
in association with Pam's Day Spa.